From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Town Board May 21st discussed activities at Crellin Park during its monthly meeting, conducted online via the Google Meeting platform. Supervisor Donal Collins later released a statement identifying permissible activities at Crellin Park, including tennis, walking, fishing, and working in the community garden. The specified activities are, and I quote, permitted as long as social distancing is maintained, with masks being worn when distancing measures cannot be met, end quote. The board also decided that the skateboard park, playing field, basketball court, playground equipment, swimming area, and any other area not specifically listed as open will remain closed for the time being. The board decided to prohibit swimming in the Crellin Park pond since the pond does not usually open until late June. Officials are still waiting to decide if the town will hire lifeguards this year. The board previously decided to cancel the summer day camp recreation program for children. Collins said he is forming a general reopening committee that would look at the park, town hall, and town court, and he is looking for input from the community. Collins said the committee would be looking at every part of town life. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Fries is reporting for Capital Confidential. Assembly Republicans are looking to limit the governor's sweeping authority and shift that power to local leaders when responding to future emergencies. The Assembly minority May 27th announced a measure that would restore legislative checks and balances for emergency declarations lasting longer than 45 days. The legislation would also ensure there is a judicial process available for any action taken that affect the constitutional rights of New Yorkers. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley, in a news release, said, and I quote, "Undoubtedly, there will be times when immediate direct action is needed from the executive. However, state of emergency does not equate to authoritarian rule. In any situation, a balanced measure approach is necessary, and the full complement of government must be levied. The bill ensures just that, and that every voice in New York is heard during times of crisis," end quote. Legislators on both sides of the aisle have called for a reconvening session amid the public health crisis to ensure a check on Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's authority. Lawmakers will convene this week to take up various bills focused on responding to the COVID-19 crisis, which could mean movement on the Assembly minority's legislation. If it were to pass both houses, the legislation would take effect in 30 days. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Amtrak has submitted a request to Congress for $1.475 billion in supplemental funding for fiscal year 2021. Amtrak officials said the additional funding is necessary to operate minimum service levels across the passenger rail network and to continue capital improvements. The funds would also support Amtrak's 17 state partners on the national network and 9 computer and state partners on the Northeast Corridor. Amtrak President and CEO Bill Flynn, in a letter recently sent to Congress, said, and I quote, "As the severity and duration of this pandemic and its economic fallout become clearer, we are seeking supplemental federal funding for the next fiscal year," end quote. To help offset the loss of revenue, Amtrak is reducing its operating costs by approximately $500 million, including temporarily reducing train capacity across the system to match demand, restructuring its workforce, and controlling discretionary expenses. Amtrak has experienced a dramatic decline in demand for service since the pandemic, and it is expecting ridership to return to approximately 50% by 2021. Flynn said without the requested additional support, Amtrak will be unable to minimize the impacts to service and its employees. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.